Then in chapter 32, then it looks like that God let night come down over his reign. Sennacherib came down from Assyria again and made an attack. And he was ready to make an attack upon the city of Jerusalem, and he began by terrifying the inhabitants. We saw that back in Kings. He went out and said it loud so all could hear it, loud and clear, that no one could deliver out of the hands of Sennacherib, that no God had ever been able to deliver any people. If they thought their God to deliver them, they were wrong. And what happened? Well, we're told in verse 20, "And for this cause Hezekiah the king and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos prayed and cried to heaven." Now, this man was a man of prayer, and a real man of prayer. And he looked to God, and God delivered the city. Now, not only that, but in verse 24 of chapter 32, we're told, "In those days Hezekiah was sick to the death, and he prayed unto the Lord, and he spake unto him, he gave him a sign." Now, I went into this in a great deal of detail when we were back in Kings, in 2 Kings, because it was very personal to me, as I have cancer. I'm not cured yet by any means. And this becomes very personal to me. God told Hezekiah, "You're going to die." And believe me, Isaiah came in and told him that, and Hezekiah went in and prayed before God. And God extended his life 15 years. God heard his prayer. And I think God heals. I believe in divine healing. But I also believe in calling the doctor also. And Hezekiah, they put a poultice of figs on this boil. It could have been a cancer or whatever it was. And God healed him and gave him 15 more years. Now, here's a case, though, where actually the man had lived his life, served his day and generation, and we find here God calls attention to it. He accumulated a great deal of wealth. You see, the kingdom had become very poor. Now they got a great deal of wealth. And he exposed all of that to ambassadors from Babylon, which he should not have done. And that, of course, ultimately brought the king of Babylon against his kingdom later on.